don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. Gilbert Gottfried, I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Now, Mr. Gottfried.
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher.
Oh, Mr. Sheen.
Last week's mini-episode, we put out there, we were talking about Hello Down There.
Yes.
Because we had Charlotte Ray. We went from Charlotte Ray to Hello Down There because she's in Hello Down
Richard
There.
Dreyfuss.
With Richard Dreyfuss.
Who sang a love song to a goldfish.
Correct. And we put out there to people, what is your favorite, for lack of a better term, comfort movie?
Yes.
Just a movie that you didn't think was necessarily even good.
Yeah.
But something that you liked having around or that you liked having it on. It was kind of like a nightlight.
Sometimes you knew it was bad, but something about it.
And you've picked, I think, Man of a Thousand Faces.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not actually that bad a movie.
It's like one of those movies that if you ignore the fact that it just completely plays with the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
well, like like the Houdini biopic those biopics that don't tell the true story.
It should totally be in the fiction section. But it was, I remember as a kid, it was very powerful to me.
Right. And it was just one of those movies that you kind of liked having on. So we posted on Facebook. I just heard, is there a particular movie, while not being very good, still offers a certain amount of comfort or familiarity when you watch it? And again, I posted Hello Down There. And some people responded directly to Hello Down There. And other people just wrote and told us their faves. You ever hear of a movie called Everything's Ducky with Mickey Rooney and Buddy Hackett?
Oh.
And a duck?
It sounds good.
It does. That came from Dennis Perrin. Somebody, Howard Rappaport. I'm just going to read some of these off of the Facebook.
A Man of a Thousand Faces, I don't know if it was one of my comfort movies.
What would you, you want to reconsider the answer?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'll have to think about it.
Howard Rappaport, who's another one of our listeners, suggested Murder by Death.
Oh, yeah. That one we brought up a few times on the show.
Right. Here's Robert Smentek said, my favorite childhood guilty pleasure is Jerry Lewis's Cracking Up, which was the one renamed Smorgasbord.
Oh, my God. Or with Herb Edelman was in that.
I think so.
And it was like more clumsy than Hardly Working.
Right. He says, I can recite entire scenes of dialogue. The surgery scene is a killer.
Oh,
I don't know if I want to go.
It makes me want to watch it again.
There's Tom Burbine, or Bourbon. I love this suggestion. He loves McHale's Navy Joins the Air Force. Did you remember that one?
That one, I vaguely remember the title.
Okay. But I'm going to keep going. The Boatniks. I think that was a Disney thing.
Yeah, that sounds like
the
one.
The Aquanauts.
Now, sounds the like another Disney.
People are going for marine-themed shows. Joe McGinty, our pal Joe McGinty, who did keyboards over at our 100th episode, and we love Joe. Something called How Sweet It Is. Do you know this one?
Obviously, it would have to be something with Gleason.
I don't think it has. I think it's James Garner. I think it's James Garner and Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong. Theme song by Jimmy Webb.
Jeez, MacArthur's Park?
Yeah.
Jimmy Webb?
Yeah, Jimmy Webb, who Jackie Martling pitched us for this show. And we should get Jimmy Webb.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, because he wrote everything. Somebody else, Bonnie Datt, our friend Bonnie Datt, said the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training.
Now, you know this one? Who was the coach in that one?
I think it was William Devane, because the one where they go to Japan is Tony Curtis.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Well, like, first it was Walter Matthau.
Right.
Then Tony Curtis, who both Walter Matthau and Tony Curtis went to the same acting school.
Right.
With Sidney Poitier.
Right. They were buddies.
Yeah.
And there's that great story.
Yes.
The great Tony Curtis story.
Tony Curtis had gone off to Hollywood and became the biggest star in the world.
That's right.
Biggest leading man. So he comes back to New York, and he's riding in the back of a limousine wearing an expensive tux.
Right.
And he sees his old pal Walter Matthau wearing beat-up clothes, unshaven, like he doesn't have a dime to his name. And he rolls down the window and goes, "Hey, Walter, I fucked Ivan DiCarlo."
Yes, that's the one.
And sped off.
Sped off. That's the one Bob Costas told us that.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, great. Somebody else said, that, I love the geisha boy.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Right. Yeah, this came from our pal Danny Duraney, Ileana Douglas' publicist and Joe Dante's publicist. Danny's been a big help for us getting us guests. Father Goose, Geisha Boy, and There's a Girl in My Soup.
Oh.
Do you remember that one with Goldie Hawn and Peter Sellers?
Yes, yes.
Yep. I'm just going to go down the list and see if we what we can say about these.
Dan Jews.
Huh?
Both Jews.
Yes. Dan Cody says, "My comfort film is The Incredible Mr. Limpet and Gus, the field goal kicking mule."
Oh.
That was the donkey, the Disney movie about the donkey kicks field goals.
I do remember going to the movie theater with my parents and seeing The Incredible Mr. Limpet with Don Knotts and Jack Weston.
Yeah,
another great.
Yeah, I love that one as a kid. Here's somebody suggesting the Strongest Man in the World. It's got to be a Disney movie.
Wait, I think the song was, "I wish, I wish, I wish I was a fish, because fishes are a special kind of people."
Remember.
Yes.
Tell me you haven't seen that movie since you went with your family when you were a kid. Okay, you've retained the theme song.
There's,
you are truly a Rain Man. Will Pfeiffer, our friend Will Pfeiffer, says, "The Strongest Man in the World with Kurt Russell, Joe Flynn, Phil Silvers, and yes, Cesar Romero."
Oh.
So we'll have to look that one up.
So the fruit budget on that one must have been
through
tremendous.
The roof.
Yes.
Kevin Mason likes Robert Wool's Hollywood Nights. Christina Maria likes Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Here's a good one. Ian Abramson says Mad Monster Party.
Oh, was that the one Boris Karloff did? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Rankin Bass one, the thing they used to show at the holidays.
And I think that's the one where they got away with some stuff, like they had two girls wrestling at one point. You know,
I don't remember that.
They were sneaking in. My God.
Well, Jules Bass, or Arthur Rankin, is gone, but Jules Bass is still around.
Oh.
And I've been threatening to get him for the podcast, so we really should try. Here's a good one, Haunted Honeymoon with Gene Wilder, Gilda Radner, and Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, that one I think I may have seen a minute here and a minute there.
Yeah,
it looked very bad.
Okay, this is up our alley. Our pal Michael Shianamea. I've always enjoyed The Thing with Two Heads with Ray Milland and Rosie Grier.
I'm
fascinated with movies that feature two heads on a single body.
Yeah, and there's one part where Ray Milland, his head is, you know, the special effects where
he put his
head on Rosie Grier's shoulder. And
won an Oscar for The Lost Weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this was really rock bottom for him. But there's one part where he's awake and he gets an idea in his head and he takes over the body. And and so basically Rosie Grier punches himself in the face.
I remember this.
And knocks himself out.
Rosie Grier, who was present at a famous historic event.
Was this Bobby Kennedy's?
Yes, he was at Bobby Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah.
And he was in the pantry at the the ambassador.
And Rosie Grier, I think, liked to knit.
He did. Needlepoint. Yes, he was famous for that. So a big thanks to our friend CISO for sponsoring today's show. Go to CISO.com to stream the original series, The UCB Show. Love UCB. Catch all 8 episodes of Pure Sketch Comedy Gold, featuring the comedy stars of tomorrow and your longtime UCB favorites, too. Remember, Mr. Gottfried,
yes.
CISO is only $3.99 a month, and it's ad-free.
Ah, that's good.
So try it now for free. Join now.
Believe me, and after another couple of commercials like this, our show will be ad-free.
Join now as a guest to get access to our extensive comedy collection. No credit card needed. I love that you can watch the entire Monty Python library, yes. Gilbert, including The Holy Grail, The Life of Brian, all the Flying Circus episodes. They're remastered into HD for the first time. The full Kids in the Hall catalog. Love the Kids in the Hall. We should get the Kids in the Hall on the show. Entirely remastered into HD for the first time. Plus, there's more. Every single episode of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, God, even the one I was on.
Even the one you were on.
The one I was on teaches you just how bad Saturday Night Live can be.
That one may be a throw-in.
Yeah.
They may not be charging anything for that one.
That was a bad one.
And CISO is also releasing over 40 new shows and stand-up specials from people like Cameron Esposito, our old friend Dan Harmon, the very funny Scott Aukerman, Jonah Ray, and more. CISO for yourself for free right now only at CISO.com. Gil.
Yes, Mr. God.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Do you know the actor Ernest Thesinger?
Yes.
From Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes, where are you going with this?
He was old. He was gay, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they describe him in Bride of Frankenstein as, oh, that there's a queer gentleman at the door.
Right. In the days, as you like to point out, when gays were eccentric
in movies, but not actually gay. He was an evil, mad scientist. And he liked to knit. And
how do you know this?
Yeah. He referred to himself as that knitting bitch.
Really?
Yes.
Dr. Pretorius. Liked to knit. Yes. There you have it, folks. Who says this show is not educational? Alec Cummings says a childhood favorite of mine is Who's Mining the Mint?
Oh, that's a very good
with
one.
With Jim Hutton.
Milton Berle.
Keep going.
Denver.
Bob Denver.
The pretty girl. What was blonde?
Dorothy Provine. Who I love in The Great Race.
Oh, Victor Buono.
Very good. You're on a roll. Who else?
Jack Gilford.
Jack Gilford, indeed. You forgot Walter Brennan and Joey Bishop.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
And Jamie Foxx.
Excellent. And who directed it?
Ooh.
Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, my God.
Howard Morris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uncle Goopy.
Do you know, like, in that movie, Joey Bishop and Jamie Farr play brothers?
Of course.
And they're both supposed to be Italian.
Okay.
So you have a Jew and an Arab as Italians.
Okay. I'm sure there's a slur that you're working on as we speak.
But, you know, I thought it was a very similar film to Mad, Mad World.
It was probably trying to capture that.
But I think it's a better film.
Really?
Than Mad, Mad World is worth watching because of all the great comedians.
I think I used to get it confused with Who's Minding the Store.
Yeah, oh, that's Jerry Lewis. And John MacGyver.
Okay, so Who's Mining the Mint? I have never seen it.
Yeah, so I always thought, like, Mad, Mad World, it's worth seeing, definitely. And I watch it when it's on, but it's a clumsy movie.
Yeah, I watched it recently. I mean, it's got great moments.
Yeah.
It's got great. Caesar's great. We've talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Durante's funny. Hackett's funny. Rooney's funny. There are great moments in it.
Yeah. But as a film, it's
again, Stanley Kramer was not known for directing comedies. He was a little bit out of his depth. Somebody's recommending Foul Play. That is not an excuse for you to sing Ready to Take a Chance again, which you did in this very room.
He's gonna do it. I live in a shell, safe from the past. I'm doing okay, but not very well. No jolts, no surprises. No crisis arises. My life goes along as it should. It's all very nice, but not very good. And I'm ready to take a chance again.
Lord.
Ready to put my love on the line with you. You're living with nothing to show for it.
It's the best thing about that movie.
Yes.
And
yes.
Billy Barty.
Oh, Billy Barty, who yeah. I lost the part to.
That's correct.
That fucking
somebody
midget.
Else says yeah. Mad Monster Party.
Wow.
My favorite is The Hot Rock. Well, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
We were asking.
George yeah, Segal, sure. Robert Redford, sure. Ron Liebman,
that's
Paul
right.
Sands.
Zira Mostel.
Yes. And was it Moses Gunn?
I think Moses Gunn.
Yeah.
Brian Allen Ross is suggesting Village of the Giants with little Ronnie Howard. Do you know this picture?
That one, no.
I think maybe that wound up being the TV series, Land of the Giants.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that. Let's see. Jerry Lewis and the Ladies' Man?
Oh, yes, yes.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Laura Crawford.
Dick Shawn.
Sure.
I think Carl Reiner is in it.
I think Norman Jewison directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Alan Arkin.
One of those... Why, I remember it. It came out in that time period. Oh, God. Jack Davis, the cartoonist.
Sure,
Jack
sure. Davis.
He drew the poster.
Still with us, Jack Davis.
Wow.
Yeah, Drew knows him.
He did the poster for that and the poster for The Night They Raided Minsky's.
Right, with Burt Lahr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody posted on my Facebook page today, and it's a Mad, Mad World poster that Jack Davis drew.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is Hank Wellman. He's suggesting our old Harold pal Gary Busey in DC Cab.
Oh,
do we remember this one?
Oh, my God.
I think Joel Schumacher directed that one.
Oh, yes.
Flirtation Wall. Here's somebody. Bob Barlow.
Now, wait. Was DC Cab? Oh, I'm getting
DC Cab was about cab drivers.
Yeah.
Mr. T was in it.
Oh, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we're just running out of pages here, and maybe we'll do more of these next time out, but Bob Barlow suggests Flirtation Walk with Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. Does that mean anything to
you?
No. Okay. How about Escape from New York? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Snake Plissken. Invasion of the Astro Monster. Does this mean anything to you?
I know the title, and I probably saw it, like, when I was a kid, but...
Mm-hmm.
1965.
And then somebody suggested a fantasy about a dancing worm, a Cary Grant movie called Once Upon a Time.
Ooh.
Do you know this picture?
No.
Yeah. Abbott and Costello and Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion, Horse Feathers. And finally, and we'll do more next time, two movies, a Belushi Aykroyd movie called Neighbors. With Tim Kazurinsky.
Yes.
Do you remember this movie from the early 80s?
That was the movie where, and now it's been remade with Zac Efron. And
I'm not sure. Is this the same story?
Yeah, they changed it. It's
okay.
Also about neighbors.
It was based on a novel.
And the funny thing is, with this movie, you have Belushi playing this meek, milquetoast character, and Aykroyd is the nut. And I think at the last minute, they switched like that. Like, because they wanted, of course, Belushi to be the wild man.
Belushi playing the straight man. Yeah, I remember going to see that and being very excited. Kathy Moriarty's in it from Raging Bull.
Yes,
I remember going to see that and being very, very disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth watching.
He had a short movie career, Belushi. He's funny in that Nicholson movie, Going South.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a very, very short, 1941, of course.
I kind of liked Neighbors.
Yeah.
But it was a little, I mean, you know, it wasn't perfect.
And last on the list for today is The Omega Man with Charlton Heston.
Oh, God. That was where he's the last man on Earth.
Right, which I think was based on a story called The Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wrong. Unless it was the other way around.
Now,
Richard Matheson.
And what was the one with Vincent Price?
That I think that was called The Last Man on Earth.
That one.
Yeah.
And then it was later on with Will Smith.
I may have this wrong. And one of them was called I Am Legend. The one Will Smith was called I Am Legend.
Yes.
My friend John Leary would know this. But I think it's...
Maybe I Am Legend's the name of the book.
Yeah, it was a story by Richard Matheson, who, the science fiction writer who passed not too long ago. So that's just some of what people wrote. I mean, I only really printed out half the posts, and keep them coming. We'll do them in a in a follow-up episode. We'll do a little viewer mail.
Oh, yes.
We'll do responses from people.
We'll have to get a jingle for the viewer.
What else? That's something you can sing. How's it going with the Scarlett Johansson robot before we sign off?
Yes. If that Japanese inventor is out there, just give me that Scarlett Johansson robot for just one night.
It's 50 grand to purchase it outright. Maybe he'll rent it. He'll rent it on the cheap. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Keep telling us your comfort films, and we'll read as many as we can get to on the show.
And this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions, also at Nutmeg Post with our engineer, Frank Verderosa.
Bye-bye.